بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. With regards to the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Imam Ghazali rahimullah writes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's overlooking of things he disliked. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was most delicate in nature. His outward and inward were of a fine disposition, because of which his anger and his happiness would immediately be recognized from his most blessed face. This is a sign of a pure nature. It is not sign of a hypocrite, because a hypocrite, if he does not like something, he will not make it apparent. The other person remains in deception, which due to today's corrupted nature is called intelligence and encouragement. Whereas if something is not liked, then some indication must be made that this thing can be changed, or someone can inform the person that they should change it. With regards to the manner Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make indication and at the same time avoid hurting the heart of the individual in front of him, Imam Ghazali rahimullah will give some examples. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely sad, he would pass his hand over his blessed beard. However, he would not say any such words in front of the person which would cause that person's pain or displeasure. Once a person came in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his clothing displayed the effect of some yellow coloring. Most likely this was a coloring because of dyeing the clothing in saffron, which was makruh, disliked for men. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked this color. However, he did not say anything. When the person went away, he turned to the people who were close and said, "Will someone please say to this person, explain to him to leave this yellow coloring?" Once a village dweller relieved himself in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum intended to hit him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade them. He said, "Do not say anything to him which will result in him suppressing his urine." Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimullah explains, which would have caused later on a sickness to occur. When the person had completed, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and in a very unique manner spoke to him. Amongst the thing he said to him was, "It is not appropriate to place dirt, to pass urine or stool, etc. in the masjid." In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Explain in a soft manner. Bring him close to the culture and manners of us. Do not create dislike in him by being harsh." Once a Bedouin came to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested something. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. Then he asked him, "Did I treat you in a good manner?" The Bedouin said, "Forget showing me good manners. You have not even treated me in a moderate manner." Hearing this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum became angry. Some stood up to hit him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented them with his hand. He then went home. He called the Bedouin and he gave him even more. Until finally when he asked, "Now have I shown you good conduct?" The Bedouin replied, "Yes, by Allah. May Allah grant you a good recompense. Now you have assisted me and my family." Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent to him that the sentence that you said in front of my Sahaba regarding me, it has created a lot of anger and grief in their hearts. So if you don't mind, what you have just said to me now and the dua you made for me, will you repeat that in front of my Sahaba radiallahu anhum to remove that anger they have for you? The Bedouin agreed. The next evening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him in front of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he said, "This is that man who yesterday said what he said. But when I gave him a little extra, he became happy." Then addressing the Bedouin, he said, "Is this not correct?" The Bedouin replied, "Yes, May Allah grant you a good reward. Indeed, you have assisted me and my family. Then he left. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained to the Sahaba ikram, radiallahu anhum. He said, the example of this Bedouin and myself is like that of a person's camel which has run away. People run after it, thus making it more afraid and make it run faster. Then the owner of the camel calls out to the people, leave my camel, for I know the way to catch it and to bring it back unto my control. The owner then goes to the camel. He will throw some grain in front of it, and slowly he will bring it closer to him until it will come and sit right in front of him. Then he will catch hold of the reins. Then he will mount the camel. He says, when this Bedouin said what he said, at that time if I had allowed him to go, and if I had allowed you to do what was within your hearts, someone would have indeed killed him. And perhaps this person, on account of the sentence he said to me, would have gone towards the fire of Jahannam. In this example, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the world that when you are upset with something, you have to make known that you are upset. You have to show that you do not like something. But it must be done in such a manner that instead of making the matter even worse, it must bring the matter under control. The wrong must be shown what is wrong. It must be shown in such a manner that the other party can accept that he has made a mistake. And the manner of rectifying must also be taught. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all with the tariqah, with the method of teaching which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his Mubarak examples taught the world. May Almighty Allah let us become dyed in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana. الحمد لله رب العالمين